Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Happy summer to you. It is the first full day of summer. Oh, and here's the bad news. The days, as in the daylight, starts to become less and less, and the days become shorter. It's a smidge every day. It's incrementally, and they're teeny tiny increments. So don't cry. It's okay. Although summer can be emotional, I suppose. For those of you who've been with us for a long time, and you know that we have a YouTube channel. I'm not sure we've mentioned it in quite a while. I've been meaning to put up something new on YouTube. I will as soon as we have the opportunity. As you can imagine, the hoops and hockey have kept us pretty busy. And just coming out of a really incredibly hectic spring season, we get into what I call the summer slowdown. It doesn't mean the shows are boring. It doesn't mean that we don't have plenty to talk about. It just means that we're not stuck to the TV to watch playoff games every single night like we have been for the last almost 3 months, if you could take into account March Madness. And then before that, it was just a few weeks we were talking about the Super Bowl. There's a lot coming up. We've still got the NBA draft and the NHL draft. Well, hell, we've got the Stanley Cup final that we have to finish yet. Lord Stanley's Cup does not have a home for the next year yet. So we've got the finish of hockey, but then both the drafts are coming up before the end of the month. You've also got Wimbledon, the U.S. Open in tennis. You've got the Olympics in July. You've got the Open Championship, which is the fourth major of the golf season. That's also coming up later this month. We've got the start of training camps in a month. No joke. They're a month away because the Hall of Fame game at Canton is just over 40 days away. There's baseball, the College World Series. If you love the college game in Omaha, it's a marquee event. But actual baseball, do you know they're about to hit the midway point? They're not that far away from the midway point of the baseball season. We just got J.J. Redick hired by the Lakers. Dear heavens, that was a combination of dear Lord and oh my heavens. It's June 21st on this Friday. And the Lakers just hired a coach. Talk about being behind the eight ball. The draft is in 5 days. I'm pretty sure the draft is on June 26th. It's 5 days from now. I'm assuming J.J. Redick will be considered and his opinions will be taken into account, but do you think he's been doing draft prep? Oh, unless, of course, the Lakers are only drafting Bronny James, in which case no draft prep is required.
I think you got it.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Pick is in.
The pick is in now. The Lakers are not on the clock. They don't need to be on the clock, as a matter of fact. Hey, Monty Williams is available. I wonder if he would serve as an assistant coach or could serve as an assistant coach for the Lakers. Yeah, let me check. I want to be sure just to make sure I didn't give you some wrong idea. But NBA Draft 2024, we know the Atlanta Hawks are number one, the number one pick. Boom. Yep, Wednesday, June 26th. Next week is the NBA Draft, and the Lakers just hired their coach. All right. I mean, why not reinvent the wheel?
It's enough time,
right? Let's do it. This is at Barclays in Brooklyn. The second round is actually the next day in the afternoon. So that's kind of interesting. Not at Barclays. It's somewhere else in the New York
metro. Does the second round of the NBA draft really need its own day?
No.
No.
They're trying to be like the NFL. All that to say, the Lakers are behind the eight ball, a day late, and let's hope not a dollar short. But there's a lot happening over the next month, even before we get to football. However, we need to take time for our mental health. Summer's good for mental health. Even if you don't like the extreme heat and humidity, and that's me, there's something for everyone in summertime, which is why I love it. And I could go and list a couple dozen activities that I love about summer, even though it's not my favorite season. People laugh at me when I am asked my favorite season. Spring is my favorite. Fall is my second favorite. Winter is my third, which just by default leaves summer as my fourth, which sounds almost anti-American, doesn't it? I think it does.
A little bit. But it's not that you don't like it. It's just you like the other ones too.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. So my favorite summer activity, I waffle. It probably changes every summer. I could go on and on about helping my flowers grow, watering them, talking to them, coaxing them. We just planted a bunch of pots of flowers as well as two tomatoes that are starting to grow. My lilac plant, she's the prom queen. She's got her own little brick circle with, what is that stuff called? It's mulch. With mulch in the middle. Sorry, yard work is not my expertise. She's got her own little mulch brick circle where she stands in the corner of the yard all by herself. And the reason why it matters is because last year she got some kind of a parasite or a bug and he ate the whole thing. And I was devastated. She got maybe it was a fungus. I don't know what it was. And I had to cut her all the way back to four little sticks sticking out of the ground. And I was devastated. So worried that she was never going to come back. She's a transplant from New Hampshire from a friend of mine. And I've been desperate to have a lilac bush in my yard since I moved there. So now she's growing like great gangbusters. If you haven't seen pictures of my hydrangeas, last year I had three flowers. I'm not kidding. I don't know what happened. Between my two hydrangea bushes, I had three total flowers. Whether it was the weather, whether it was too much water, which sounds weird for a hydrangea, a lot of my flowers didn't bloom well last year, so I don't know exactly what happened. We did have a late freeze, so I wonder if that had something to do with it. But the hydrangeas, there's got to be 50 or 60 flowers on the one bush and probably just as many on the other, which is about to open. If you haven't seen our Facebook page, there are a few of the photos of the flowers. And then also on my own Twitter account, at A-Law Radio, there I go again. I've tweeted a bunch of photos in the last week plus. So love for you to check those out, including a photo of my 2024 favorite summer activity. But back to our YouTube channel. If you haven't seen it, Jay and I started this a couple years ago. Stairway to Seven, in which we count up a group of our favorite things. Okay, so we've done Stairway to Seven, Junk in the Trunk. Oh my gosh, that was funny. We pulled our vehicles. Princess Leia and his car is Jazzy. We pulled our vehicles into a school parking lot and just started pulling things out of the trunk and each got to pull items from the other person's trunk. So that one's hysterical. Stairway to Seven, Halloween candy. So we counted up to our favorite Halloween candy. Stairway to Seven, top postseasons in sports. That one was fun. We got a lot of reaction from that one. Stairway to Seven, Welcome Back Football, which was a year ago. And I realize right now I'm wearing the same exact dress that I was wearing in that video. I do not have a different outfit for every show. Anyway, that was the teams that we expected to make the playoffs that had not made it the year before. We nailed it.
Did pretty well with that
Nailed
one.
It. So yeah, we've got all these Stairway to Seven episodes, but the very first one, Jay, do you remember what it was?
I know Junk in the Trunk was two.
It was two. What did we do before that? We were sitting in our backyard. Do you remember?
Oh, was it Summer Activities?
Summer Essentials.
Summer Essentials,
It
yes.
was Summer Essentials.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, so I feel like we should share this with people again if you want to from our show account at Amy After Hours. Yeah, it was Summer Essentials, and Jay had a prop to go along with what was his number one summer activity. Would you like to let the peeps in on the secret?
It was a kayak paddle, if I remember correctly. And that is still my favorite summer activity, which I've already gone multiple times so far, mm-hmm. even though it's already the first day in the summer. And I'll probably be going later, honestly, too.
Good. I'm so glad. Yeah, it's a real hot weekend in our area in Spo, and so kayaking is perfect. I also enjoy anything to do with water sports. I haven't gone water skiing in years. At some point, I would like to get back to that. But I love kayaking as well. And so if you want to check out the photo I shared from a kayak on a lake near me, it was actually the Father's Day gift that I gave to my husband, in addition to the fact that I flew his oldest son and his son's fiance. They were an integral part of our wedding, so we really enjoy them. Flew them up as a surprise. I haven't actually shared this story yet, but we were just going to get in the car last Friday afternoon. It was... I think it was a dinner time arrival at the Newark Airport. And Bob and I had another errand we were going to do. So we're going to stop at the errand. And then was going to tell him, hey, I just have something I want to show you. Little people watching. And we were going to head to the airport. And of course, he was going to figure out we were at the airport, but have no idea what we were doing there. That was my plan. I was really excited about it. Well, there were some heavy thunderstorms, even hail, really strong winds in Newark last Friday. And because of that, his son's plane was delayed taking off 4.5 hours. So at this point, the plane isn't landing until 9:30 at Newark in the evening. And by the time they get off the plane and they get the bag, I knew it was going to be closer to 10 o'clock in the evening. There was no way I was going to be able to get my hubs into a car at that hour without telling him, because normally he is getting ready for bed at 10 o'clock. We have the opposite schedules. Anyway, I had to tell him, Jay. So I said, Friday afternoon, so I have to talk to you about something. He thought it was something bad, and I was going to tell him something really bad. And so for that reason, he really didn't react when I said, I have a surprise for you. We've got weekend visitors. He just kind of gave me this blank stare, and I actually got mad at him because I couldn't figure out why he wasn't more excited. And so I said to him, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but we're going to need to go to the airport. Their flight is delayed. It's going to be later on tonight. Okay. Okay. That was it. That was really all I got.
Well, he doesn't know who it is at the time. So.
That's true. He didn't. And even as we're sitting at the airport, so they were delayed even getting off the flight and then getting their bag. And so we have to park in the cell phone lot for a half hour. No joke. We're sitting there and he says he's stumped. He still has no idea. The airport was so busy. It looked like friggin' Times Square on a Saturday afternoon.
What's going through his head, just sitting in the airport parking lot and not, no idea what he's doing. Just what are we doing here on a Friday night?
And so it was amazing. We pulled up finally after waiting through traffic and they were there to greet him and he was over the moon excited. So on Saturday, we went hiking because most of the family loves hiking. And I took them to one of our favorite spots in the Catskill Mountains. Had a great time. It was a lot of fun. They took us out to dinner on Saturday evening for Italian, which was really good.
Nice.
Yep. And then on Sunday, Father's Day, I took them all kayaking. So that was my gift, my other gift to him for Father's Day. So I love kayaking. The photo I took, well, I dare say it's a risk every time you take your phone out of your, I had it in a plastic bag.
That's what I do.
Yeah, in a Ziploc bag, just in case it fell into the water, I could potentially grab it right away. And then, and if water splashes into the kayak, it won't get
exactly.
wet. But still, it's always a moment where I feel a tremor when I take my phone out to take photos, especially when I get excited. And so that we were on a lake with a bunch of lily pads, gorgeous. And the flowers are coming up through the lily pads. They've got those really long stems. So I was leaning over my kayak, I know, to take a photo of the flowers so I could get a good perspective. And I'm gripping the phone with all of my might. I did get a photo of me in the kayak. Well, a part of me in the kayak and the clouds. Jay, the clouds. You know that clouds are my favorite subject.
Always the clouds.
Always the clouds. So that's my favorite summer activity. Jay's is also kayaking, and I'm glad that he's doing more of it. But I just saw this article. Do you think my phone is listening to me?
Yes.
This is uncanny. It's definitely not a coinkydink. That as I am talking about our favorite activities for summer, do you know what pops up on my phone? Well, it's on Twitter, but do you know what pops up there?
Some sort of like beach fun.
10 outdoor date ideas perfect for summer.
Wow.
Jay, that's scary and creepy. No joke. Not even an hour after I ask you, hey, what's your favorite summer activity? My phone's sitting right here. I don't have Alexa on.
That's quick. Usually it takes a little longer than that.
Nope. But... Oh, right there.
I told you before.
Jerk! I know you're listening!
I get half marathon ads all the time still.
Because we talk about it.
I've never even considered running a half marathon in my life.
Well, you did, actually, for a brief minute when you told me back 2 years ago it would take you 2 weeks to train for a half marathon.
I said three. No, maybe two.
Mm-hmm. So are you ready? Here are 10 dates. I feel like you could do this with your friends. Here are 10 activities that you and your friends or you and your honey can engage in this summer. How many of them do you think you can guess? Do you want to guess?
I'll try.
Okay, go.
Boardwalk, like beach walk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so relax at the beach is one.
A winery. A wine tasting tour.
Oh, that's a good one. This one's close. Grab dinner and a drink at a rooftop bar or restaurant.
Okay.
Along the same lines.
What's the name of the article again? One more time.
10 outdoor activities that you can engage in this summer.
Go on a boat.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a great one. Why isn't that one on here?
No, nope. I should write this list.
You should make this list. Yours are better.
Let's see.
Outdoor. What else do we like to do outdoors? A barbecue. Have a barbecue night. My gosh, we do that once a week at my house. Yeah. I think you do too. So.
Yeah. Go in a pool.
No pool.
Fly a kite.
I like that one too.
That sounds fun too.
Jay,
right?
Forget this. We should just do your list. All right, you ready for these?
Yeah.
Number one, relax at the beach. Number two, feel like a kid again at the amusement park.
That sounds fun, actually.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's why we're going to the fair on Saturday night, because we're going to eat fair food and ride the dumb rides.
Corn dogs?
Also, there's pig races. Don't ask me what that means, but I can't wait.
Can you gamble on them? Probably.
Oh, gosh. Get a sweet treat at an ice cream parlor. Uh-huh.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Don't shake your head like you are intrigued by ice cream.
It's not like a revolutionary idea.
No,
like...
it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be an outdoor summer activity. Grab dinner and a drink at a rooftop bar or restaurant. Hit a quick nine at the golf course.
Okay, I was thinking that.
Yep.
That jam could be disastrous, though.
Oh, well, that's true if it's a date or something. But with your friends, it'd be hysterical. You just laugh at each other.
Oh, yeah.
Number six, jam out at a concert. I like it. Especially
love summer concerts.
Yeah, especially when you've got the outdoor venues. They might have a pavilion, but then the lawn is available for you to cop a squat and have a picnic.
On Long Island, where I usually go in the summer, there's the stadium's in the water.
Wow.
So the stage is technically like in the water, in the ocean, and the stands come right above it. It's a really cool venue. It's called Jones Beach.
That's amazing. Jones Beach, he said. Yeah. Sorry, I was talking when you said that. This one is intriguing, but I think it would work for not just New York City, but a lot of big cities. Attend a local food truck night.
Do we have those? There's a food truck night?
I mean,
night?
You're the one who grew up in New York. I have no idea.
I don't remember any food truck nights by me, but sounds good.
It does. Or the fair, where they have food trucks
fair
all over the place.
Better than a food truck night.
Take in the great outdoors on a camping trip.
I haven't been camping in a long time.
Oh, my gosh. So for Christmas, after my brother was part of our wedding, my husband gave him, for Christmas, a camping weekend. Because my brother is desperate to go use his axe and his hammock and his tent in the great outdoors, his fire starter, and his wife will not go. And so...
Not for everybody.
And so he is all excited. They're going to go in August to a place where they found, I think it's in Pennsylvania, and they're going to do a hike and they're going to camp over the weekend. And it's going to be, I'm so excited. My husband and my brother, my two favorite men in the entire world, next to you, Jay. They're going to do a camping guys weekend. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. They're going to use all their gadgets and hang out.
Oh yeah. No, my brother is great. He's going to have to pack his entire car full of gadgets. He's got so many.
Sounds like a blast.
He loves them. He might actually cut down a tree. I'm not sure you're allowed
just
to do that.
Just because he can.
Just because he can. Taking the great outdoors on a camping trip. I like this one, especially if they're stargazing and it's a clear night. Go on a summer drive.
Yeah, I like that.
Ooh, who's got a convertible we can borrow?
My mom.
Your mom has a convertible?
She does, yeah.
Do you spend your summers cruising?
Sometimes I'll take it, but yeah, once in a while.
When I was 16, I used to spend my summers in the Youngstown, Ohio area because that's where my grandparents were from. My mom grew up there. The next door neighbor, she was a few years older than me, and she had a convertible, or her mom did. And so we would cruise on Saturday nights in Youngstown.
That sounds awesome, actually. I'm not going to lie.
We thought we were so cool.
You probably were.
Oh, man. It was the coolest activity that we could come up with for the summer.
That's what I used to do in high school when we first got licenses. We would just drive around. What else were we doing?
Go on a summer drive like you're back in high school. And finally, have a barbecue night, which, again, we seem to do a lot in our families. Those are some summer activity ideas. If you haven't seen our YouTube video, Summer Essentials, you can do that on the YouTube page. Or Jay, maybe we'll share it on our show account at Amy After Hours, and then on our Facebook page too. We're glad to have you with us. We're mixing in summer because it's the first full summer weekend. Some summertime.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Shotgun for Trevor. Etienne back in the game. He motions out of there now. Dropping is Trevor. Looking, stepping up. Fires it deep downfield. What's Calvin Ridley? Calvin's out there. Calvin's got it. 5-yard line. And in the end zone. Touchdown. Trevor Lawrence.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence is staying with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he and Joe Burrow are the highest paid QBs in the NFL, $55 million per year. I know we had talked about it on our last show. This idea floated out there by the owners, reported by Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, that they had at least considered a salary cap, not for all offensive players, not for every position, not just for quarterbacks. And so it's largely been shot down. I think it makes sense because there's no way that you're going to get a bunch of rich owners allowing other people to tell them how to run their businesses and on whom to spend their money and how to divvy up their revenue, how to spend it to put together a winning team. Owners are not going to listen to other owners tell them how to spend their money. It doesn't work that way. And so, of course, this is always what I tell you about collusion. Do not count on collusion. Don't think it's happening in professional sports, because these guys have their own money, their own ideas of how to win or how to put together a team. Their egos are too big. They're too powerful. They're not going to listen to another owner try to limit how and when they can spend their money on athletes. It won't work. It might work for half a second, but most of these guys wouldn't listen to someone else. And you think about the competition, how competitive it is in the NFL, where every year you've got teams that go from worst to first. You've got teams that make the playoffs who haven't in years. Roughly half the playoff field turns over every year, which means it's super competitive, but also there's a lot of opportunity. If you make a few changes, you tweak a few things, your team gets more experienced, you add a free agent, you pay your quarterback, well, all of a sudden, you can be a winner too. So yeah, that wasn't going to happen. In the meantime, quarterbacks are getting paid. $55 million per year for Trevor Lawrence. And he spoke on Thursday and actually kind of peeled back the curtain a bit and said that this was about giving the Jags flexibility. It was about making sure that they can build a team that can get back to relevant in 24.
Obviously, there was certain amount that as a player, you know, you want to make and you want to be in the market value, all of those things, but you also want to keep the team in a good position to where we can, you know, pay other guys and have players around me and do all those things. And from a salary cap perspective, and I don't know how all that works, but just felt like my agent and Trent and the whole front office did a good job of kind of maneuvering all those things where it felt like we all won in the end. And it puts us in a position to where we can still have a lot of talent here. We can bring guys in, or we can keep the guys that we have. That was something that was important to me, because it wasn't worth it to me to sacrifice, you know, being able to have a good team just so I can make some money.
Certainly it's fresh in his mind, in the minds of the Jaguars, all the way up the food chain from Coach Doug Peterson, who some people believe is on the hot seat this year, through the ownership and Shad Khan. It's a 1-5 finish that not only knocked them out of playoff contention, but allowed the Houston Texans to take over as the AFC South champions. And so it's fresh because the wheels just came off. It was so drastic, complete opposite of the season before. Yeah, what have you done for me lately? And a lot of people will point to Trevor Lawrence and say it's his fault, right? His numbers were down. He threw a ton of interceptions. It reminded them more of his rookie season than it did his second year. And all of that would be fair. At the same time, he was hurt. He wasn't fully healthy. I mean, it reminded me a little bit of what we saw with Baker Mayfield at the end of his tenure with Cleveland. Remember, he was playing hurt until he couldn't anymore. And a lot of people believe, well, he kind of felt like the Browns didn't care if he was playing hurt and that maybe he should have been taken care of a little more. The stats were bad. The interceptions were there. He wasn't playing, forget full health and full strength, but he wasn't playing a great brand of football. And Trevor Lawrence wasn't either. Now, that's no excuse. If you're going to be out there on the field, well, then the idea is that you should be able to help your team. You shouldn't be hurting your team. But they didn't end the season in a way that a lot of people would think, oh, yeah, he deserves a big raise. But that's not really what matters. They wanted to make sure that he stayed with the Jags forever, well, through this next contract. And he feels the same way. He says that he didn't want to leave Jacksonville.
We're heading in the right direction, and I want to be the quarterback here. I want to bring a championship to Jacksonville. That's my goal.
What?
And I really know that we can accomplish that. So I'm excited for that. And, you know, it just pairs up to where we happen to love living here, too.
He and his wife, he got married. Actually, I think he got married when he was still in college at Clemson. And so
while he's not Tom Brady with the whole I'm 45, I got a lot of bleep going on, still other responsibilities outside of being a football player. And he certainly has been wearing the mantle and carrying the pressure going back to his days at Clemson. Heavens, he was a freshman and they were already anointing him a future number one pick as, you know, as a high profile NFL prospect. I do like the fact that he believes that they can bring a championship to Jacksonville. Involuntarily, it was a what? I did a double take when I heard it. But he's got great skills. I don't have any issues with Trevor Lawrence. I think he's really smart, and he desires to win. He's got a good head on his shoulders. As I say, he's been in the spotlight for years. He and Doug Peterson have a good rapport. You have to throw out the first year, I think, a lot of it. Even though he did throw a ton of interceptions, and he's responsible. Every time he releases the football, he's responsible for what happens to it. But they just didn't have a great game plan. There wasn't solid coaching. Urban Meyer was a mess. Doug Peterson and he speak the same language, and he talked about that all of his second year. So now it's about being healthy and certainly about having the right pieces around them. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So we're asking you your favorite summer activity, and also some, and we'll get to those coming up, but also some of you were weighing in about the LeBron James influence on this J.J. Redick hire, which could very well be the case. Some of you believe that it's a stopgap, which I hate. Now, if you're J.J., you still can't turn it down. It's your chance to get your foot in the door. And whatever you take away, let's just say it's one season. It's still on your resume. You still have the chance to get your foot in the door in the NBA. And if nothing else, maybe you can be an assistant head coach or an assistant on another coaching staff, right? Just the fact that you are into this arena will mean something, not to mention anything that you learn, anything that you gather in terms of experience. It's all worth it. Oh, plus the money, right? I mean, think about Monty Williams. What is he making? $65 million on his contract after the Pistons fired him this week. They have a new president of basketball operations, which could explain why the firing just took place now, right? Because you bring in a new guy who's above you on the food chain, and often he wants to be able to hire his own coach. And so he and Monty Williams had been meeting in Detroit, but they decided to go a different direction. And they owe him $65 million. And they don't even have the number one pick. That's where the lottery comes in. They're the number five pick in Wednesday's NBA draft. Oh, my gosh. So here you've got the Lakers that fill their job. The Cavaliers don't have a coach yet either, do they? Or did I miss that? Did I miss it somewhere in some of my days off that I had in the last month? The Pistons, now they're starting. The draft is on Wednesday and they're just starting. All right, so neither the Pistons nor the Cavaliers have a coach.
Apparently it could be settled on Friday, though, according to this article. So, shoot to the devil.
All right. So Monty Williams, man, he spends, what, 2 years? It was a few seasons with the Suns. He goes to an NBA Finals. He was 5 years with the Pelicans. They had a playoff appearance. He's still getting paid by Phoenix, and now he's getting paid by Detroit.
He's got the best job in the league.
I mean, I know you can say that, and he's making a lot of money, but don't you think he just really wants to coach?
I think he'll get hired again.
I hope so. Anyway, back to JJ. That's the idea, is if JJ gets nothing else but a year of experience out of this, if he gets nothing else but his foot in the door and a nice paycheck, well then, he's already ahead of where he was this time last year, right? But yeah, a lot of you believe it's more about LeBron. It's more about him wanting someone that he feels like he can communicate with or that he knows. I just don't know how you go from Dan Hurley to J.J. Redick. They couldn't be more opposite ends of the spectrum. That's really my issue with it. Dan Hurley has coaching experience, but not in the NBA, so I guess there's that similarity. But wowzers. you pitch this compelling vision, according to Dan, that made him really sweat over his choice to stay at UConn or move to LA. And
he
as
was
I
being nice,
yeah, I don't think he didn't have to say that.
No, but he also doesn't get to burn his bridges to the NBA.
All right. I mean, I don't know why he would lie. He seems pretty authentic and honest to me, but I don't know him personally. Only cross paths in work situations. So, as I said earlier, he's one of like maybe five people that would turn down the Lakers, and he does. And somehow they take this hard right turn to J.J. Redick. So I guess you got to believe that he was one of their candidates. Don't know how he feels about it. Wasn't their first choice, obviously. Maybe wasn't their second or third or fourth, but who cares? If you're J.J. Redick, you're now the head coach of the L.A. Lakers, right? Fake it till you make it, J.J. And hire some experienced veteran assistants around you. That's the key. Also, make sure you keep doing your podcast with LeBron James because I think that's your in.
And draft Bronny.
And draft Bronny.
Because that's part of the job requirement.
You don't need to do any draft prep. We've already got the guy. That was part of the sales pitch to him. Come coach the Lakers. Don't worry about the draft. We've already made that choice. We're good. Now just take that right off your plate. All right. What's your favorite summer activity? Online at Amy After Hour.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Also on our Facebook page, good to have you with us. Happy Friday, happy summer.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Hey, what's going on? I love the show. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, enjoying your show, Amy. I'm normally not up to hear you, but you got a hell of a show.
Thank you.
Hi, Amy. I remember talking with you when you very first started on CBS. You're such a superstar.
Amy, thank you for taking my call. First time calling. Listen to your show every morning as I travel into Boston.
First time caller than any sports show ever. So you are kind of taking my sports show virginity right now.
Okay, well, that's not creepy at all.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I'm not sure you need to turn it up considering how loud I am, but I do appreciate the song and the sentiment. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Friday, happy summer, happy almost weekend. All of those things apply. Oh, if you're on the payday rotation like we are, We get to buy groceries today. Okay, that's just me. 855-212-4227. Online at A-Law Radio. Our show account is at Amy After Hours. And we did retweet that first Stairway to Seven episode with our summer essentials. We're asking you your favorite summer activities because it's worth celebrating on both Twix and Facebook. Mike is listening in South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
Good show, man. It's good talking to JJ. I'm a Long Island guy myself. I'm going to talk about Willie Mays and the classic games I went to at Shea Stadium. I was at the last game of the 69 World Series. I was 15. And Willie Mays, on a night game against Oakland A's World Series 73, after the game, I'm walking with friends through the Players' parking lot. I see a pink Cadillac, black ragtop convertible, California plates, say hey. I said to my buddies, wow, I'm going to shake Willie Mays' hand. My friend said, oh, it's too cold. I said, you pansies, go in the car. You know, I got three layers on. 5 minutes later, Willie Mays comes out. I shake his hand, and that was a pretty cool moment. And I was watching that game, the entire game last night in Birmingham. And what a moving game, history and everything else.
Yes.
And, you know, I still think it's the greatest game. And I'm still not going to not root for my green and white Jets. I used to watch them at Hofstra University. So you got a smoking show, Amy. That's why I'm tuned in.
Thank you, Mike. So that's got to be a pretty amazing memory that you cherish even more now, knowing what he meant to the game. You got to shake his hand. Was he kind?
He was kind. He even said to me, kind of cold out tonight, son. I said, Willie, when am I ever going to get a chance to shake your hand? And my dad, rest his soul, was a crazy Brooklyn Dodger fan. And he was at the first game, 1947, when Jackie Robinson made his debut. So,
that's awesome.
You know, yeah, those are great, great memories. And you know where Cortland is, right? Cortland?
Cortland, New York?
Cortland College?
Oh, I'm not sure I'm familiar with it, no.
Okay, my son was a wide receiver up there. It was near Syracuse.
That's what I said, Cortland, New York. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we had the same place. Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, Amy. I'll be tuned in. You got the mojo on the radio. What can I say?
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that story, Mike.
Thank you. Thanks, Amy.
Okay. I was a little confused. I said Cortland, New York, and he's like, what do you say, no?
No, the one by Syracuse.
Not that Cortland, the other Cortland. Favorite summer activity, Chicago Johnny. What do you think?
Amy, I've got a great one. I can't believe that you guys haven't even brought this one up. And we do this a lot out here because, you know, the weather. But we sit out in our backyards with our neighbors, and we sit out there all night long and just have our favorite beverage. And we talk with our neighbors. Some of them will jump in the pool because we all got pools. But it's a lot of fun. You know, you sit down and talk with your neighbors, and you get to know all your neighbors. And, I mean, we're out there until about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We don't even know what time it is when we're all done.
But well, it's nice to take advantage of the long summer nights. I will say that's a huge benefit to this time of the year.
Yeah, and, you know, we got a beautiful skyline, so we get to see all the lights, you know, from the strip. And because where I'm at, you know, I'm on a little hill, and my backyard, it overlooks the, all of Las Vegas. So we really got a beautiful view. Mm. So we sit out there all night long.
That's nice.
And with our neighbors, and that's, believe it or not, very relaxing. And, you know, we jump in the pool, we cool off, and it's a lot of fun.
Good. That sounds like fun, especially the pool part.
Yeah, we do use a pool lot. We have to out here.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a cool day. It only got to 101 today. So it was a little cool today.
It's a dry heat?
Very much. It really does make a difference. I know you don't think so, but
No, I do. Really, I do. I've been in Arizona where it's more of a dry heat for sure.
Really is nice. But anyway, nice. Have a good night.
Thank you. Happy morning. Summer.
I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Chicago Johnny. Yes, there are places where you have to have a pool. Everyone has a pool. I remember when I was growing up in New Hampshire, we didn't even have air condition because it was really only 2 weeks out of the year that it got to be so excruciating with the heat and humidity. That's not the case anymore.
Did you see the stuff going on in London?
Yeah. It's this heat wave is, remember Europe had it last year too.
But it's only 78 degrees. But they're all losing their minds because they don't have air conditioning and they're like,
maybe they're
can't
nervous
take the heat.
After last year though, because remember there was a massive heat wave in Europe and so many people don't have AC in Europe.
Yeah.
By the way, it just dawned on me why Cortland College didn't sound right and didn't ring a bell, because it's not Cortland College. It's SUNY Cortland. It's Cortland University. It's part of the State University System of New York. Sorry, Mike. That's why I had no idea what Cortland College was, because that's not the name of it. But I got you now. I see you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Bunch of you weighing in with your own summer activities. Antoine on Facebook, barbecue. And then he uses every single possible emoji that could indicate he's barbecuing. Although he also has a container of fries that look like they came from McDonald's. So I don't think that.
Barbecued fries?
Yeah. Abraham on Facebook, going to the beach with family, going to a baseball game. Love it. John says poolside with family and friends. If you're ever in Georgia, stop by. Jay. Scott goes with hiking, outdoor music venues, and barbecue. Todd, catching a ball game, jumping in the pool, drive-in movies. Oh, that's a good one. Definitely live music. Andy says barbecue and lake house with the family, playing golf, watching all levels of baseball. Mike, jogging and riding bikes. Another Michael, definitely putting my toes in the sand. And one more from Kelly, riding in the mountains with our dogs, looking for waterfalls. Family vacations, family reunions. I like it. Good ideas. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.